The drive to reduce U.S. dependence on foreign oil is getting support from the country's largest single user of oil, the Pentagon. The U.S. military burns 300,000 barrels of oil every day, and defense officials say they're determined to cut that back. As NPR's Tom Gelton reports, that promise comes just as a group of retired generals and admirals is claiming that U.S. energy use jeopardizes national security.
With two wars, the Pentagon has a lot of challenges. Here's a new one, finding more fuel-efficient military vehicles. Partly for budget reasons, trucking fuel into Afghanistan is so expensive that gassing up a Humvee in Kabul costs about $13 a gallon. And then there are the geopolitical reasons. Ashton Carter is a Pentagon undersecretary.
As you look out over those scenarios and the sources of conflict and the sources of threat to the United States, you see one after another that is driven by energy or in which energy is an important consideration.
With energy supplies limited, rising demand brings conflict over access to those supplies. Oil dictators get new power. High prices feed unrest. Carter was speaking at a forum featuring retired 3- and 4-star generals and admirals who have a critical new report on U.S. energy consumption. Vice Admiral Dennis McGinn, a former commander of the Navy's Third Fleet, says the United States and the Department of Defense in particular have no choice but to figure out how to live on less.
It's not a question of if, it's a question of when. DOD and, in fact, the entire country have to change our energy posture. And if you wait for it to be later, it's pretty painful.
The retired officers were brought together by the Center for Naval Analyses, a nonprofit military-oriented think tank. Their report says the overall U.S. energy posture constitutes a serious and urgent threat to national security, militarily, diplomatically, and economically. One vulnerability, the nation's electrical grid. Retired Admiral John Nathman is a former vice chief of naval operations.
Now, we all have had experience during the summertime with how fragile that grid is, the lack of it not being nationally connected, the fact that in some cases it's aged, and in some cases it's electronically controlled, which has a certain amount of weakness in terms of cyber attack.
Meaning terrorists or a hostile government could penetrate the grid and disrupt the electrical network. The group is challenging the government and all Americans to reduce energy consumption and look for alternative energy sources. Tom Gelton, NPR News, Washington.